8:19 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Lane Bishop, Kevin off today because he's speaking to Chris Dortch's class. Chris Dortch, of course, a Blue Ribbon. Good morning, sir.
Can you imagine that they let somebody like Kevin and me influence today's youth? Is that not frightening to you?
Is he giving them career advice? That's make sure he talks
I
about
don't know
triples.
What he's going to do. The one thing that I know he's going to do, we're going to show a video. He doesn't know this yet, of him getting knocked on his can at the LSU game in the NCAAs. And I had one of my students, crafty devil that he is, run it in slow motion, and you actually get to see the Coke squirt out of his cup, not once, not twice, but three times.
It's the triple spillage game.
And the other thing I know he's going to do, because one of my students has caught his act before, he is going to do his Coach K impersonation. So we'll see how that goes.
Triple spillage.
Exactly.
Oh, we want to get a copy of this slow-mo, though. We got to make sure we get a copy of it.
Oh, I can totally do it. I can totally do it.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. As far as Tennessee, they're up, they're down, they're up. best game, probably one of the best games of the year against Arkansas, but Arkansas is missing its top scorer. Are the Vols an NIT team? Are they an NCAA tournament bubble team? Both? All of the above? None of the above?
That's a great question. I think as we sit right here, right now, they're 62 in the NCAA's net rankings. So, you've got a shot if you look at who they play. They still have to go to Arkansas. They still have to go to Kentucky. They're playing at South Carolina. They have yet to play, but they have a two-game series with Auburn. They play Florida at home. So there's all these opportunities for these quad one wins, more than any other team in the league. I think they probably had the easiest front-loaded schedule. I mean, the top nine, first nine games, first half of the conference season in the league, and now they've got the toughest back-end schedule. So we'll see what they can do with it. Now, the question you asked, and it's the million-dollar question, what team is going to show? You like a couple of things. First of all, even though they don't have Josiah James, they've been able to figure it out by giving some different players minutes. The other night it was Devontae Gaines. He played 26 minutes, which I'm pretty sure is a career high for the freshman. He responds with 6 points and seven boards, three steals. If they can get that out of him every night, they'd be thrilled. Olivier Comwell played 19 minutes, which is certainly a career high for SEC games. He had 6 boards and 10 points. So that's huge. And then the other thing is it looks like Santiago Vescovi is getting it in terms of turnovers. He came out of the box, 1 week of practice, throw him in against LSU, makes 6 three-pointers, scores 18 points. So we know he can do that. Can he run a team? So the other night, he scores 20, hits 3 of 4 from three, but he also has 8 assists and just 3 turnovers. That's almost a 3-to-1 ratio. Rick Barnes will take that any day of the week. So if that kid is ready to go, and then Jordan Bowden has quietly, you wouldn't know it by his field goal percentages necessarily, but he scored double figures in, I think, his last 6 games. So if he's back, maybe this game where they scored 82 points, which they had trouble getting to 60 a lot of times this year, maybe that means they're ready to start playing some ball.
Speaking of Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon.
Well, Chris, look like Kentucky's up to his old tricks about this time. And, man, their team of the guards here with Maxie, Quigley, and Higgins, man, I don't know. You tell me, is there some three-guard tandem as good as those guys?
That's a great question, too, and I don't know that there is. If you look at the stats that matter, when you get into an NCAA tournament situation where there's games in rapid succession, little time to prepare, it always helps if you've got great guards. And they've got a great triumvirate. Emmanuel Quickly is a guy that can shoot 40% from three. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. Tyrese Maxey, the freshman, is going to be a lottery pick, maybe a high lottery pick. And Ashton Hagans is a solid point guard. And those guys can all get to the rim. Ashton Hagans isn't a great outside shooter. Maxey, you have to guard from out there, and we mentioned Quickly is. The big stat that I'm looking at, they're shooting 79%, that's fifth in the nation, from the free throw line. So in games that are going to be rock fights, where you're going to be pushed to the brink, it helps if you can make free throws and if you've got three guards that can maintain tempo. So, yeah, in answer to your question, I think this is a team that could be built for an extended run, especially when you throw Nick Richards on top of that, the junior that's hung around and gotten himself better and now is a threat from both ends of the floor. And they've got just enough depth up front, too. So this is a team I would look out for.
Curveball question here. San Diego State is undefeated. I had no idea. Do you think they could keep this pace up in our Final 14?
Well, you know, my buddy Joey Brackets thinks that they'll continue to be they'll go through a Mountain West that, let's admit it, is not the greatest league in the world.
Right.
Now that Nevada lost Musselman to Arkansas and, you know, a couple other teams are struggling that we thought would be a little better. So, yeah, I think they continue to do that. I think they'll have the quad one wins they need, and they could win. I mean, they could earn a number one seed. Joe has them on his one line now. What's ironic is that their second-leading scorer and top rebounder is Yanni Wetzel, who played for Vandy last year. Wouldn't Vandy That's like right. to have him right now?
Wow. Chris, great stuff as always. We'll speak to you next week and take care of Kevin.
I'll do my best.
All right,
thanks,
great.
Guys.
Chris Dorch from Blue Ribbon, talking hoops. All right, straight ahead, we're going to bring in Michael McCann, legal analyst and writer for Sports Illustrated, on this whole Fairgrounds deal. 826 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.